Get your fill of baseball news and beer reviews at foulballarea.com. Follow our blog for the latest news around the baseball world and read about some of our favorite ballpark beers. Tune into the podcast every Wednesday as we take a deep dive into the topics of the day. Stay connected by signing up for our mailing list or following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at foulballarea. Now, here's today's episode of the Foulball Area Podcast with Matthew Atkins and Trey Lyle.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest episode of the Foulball Area Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Atkins, alongside my co-host, Trey Lyle, and we are finally here. The first day of the 2024 Major League Baseball season is this week. We have real regular season baseball coming up in just a few hours. The Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Diego Padres are in Seoul, South Korea to open up the 2024 season with a two-game slate beginning at 6 a.m. Wednesday on ESPN. So set your alarms, get ready to wake up early, go to bed early so you can get up and watch this first game of the season, Dodgers-Padres on ESPN live from Seoul, South Korea to kick off the 2024 season. And with these two teams kicking off the season, both being from the National League, today we're going to do our National League preview episode. We've done this every year the past couple of years. We go through each division, name our winners. We name our pick our over-under, how many wins we think each team will have, and we pick all of our awards and pennant winners as well. So it's an exciting day in the baseball world. It's an exciting day for us, Trey, as we get to do our 2024 NL preview.
Yeah, I have like one main job with this podcast in terms of prep, and it's to prep our over-unders and the winners. I know we're going to do the NL over-unders, and then we'll do, I guess, AL over-unders, World Series winner, and awards winners in our next episode. But
yeah,
typically I have the template already done, but I accidentally deleted the NL one from last year. So guess what? I had to redo it all this year. So
well, you did a great
job.
That
was fun. That was fun. But it's set up. It's ready to go. But I you know, I doubled down. I may or tapped into some other resources I have, and we are. I gave us a nice little video set up. I don't know if you're going to use it, but I'll tease it. How about that?
Yeah. You know, might as well.
All right, let's do this. Are you ready?
Let's dive right in. I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. So we are going to start with, we'll do the NL East last. All right. But just an overview of the pennant. The favorite is the Los Angeles Dodgers at plus 170. The Atlanta Braves at plus 260. Phillies at 8-1. And Chicago Cubs at 15-1 of the top four. And just to let people know, if it's plus 170, for example, that means if you bet $100, you win $170. Or you went bet a dollar, you win $17. Kind of simple math. If there's something that's in a minus, like a minus 135, for example, that means you would need to bet $135 to get $100, to win $100. All these odds are courtesy of ESPN Bet that will air the Seoul series that's coming up 5:30 a.m. So fun times here. But let's start with, how about this? The maybe most competitive division in the National League, the NL Central. I'm actually shocked by these odds. The Cubs sitting as the favorites at plus 175, tied with the Cardinals at plus 175. Cincinnati comes in third at plus 360, Brewers at plus 650, and the Pirates with 18-1. So we'll start with that team that is in last, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Matt, their over-under is 75.5. What do you think about the Pittsburgh Pirates?
So every year that we do this, I got to remember that, you know, you can't pick every team to go over, every team to go under, because
yeah,
someone's
got to balance it out.
Yeah, you got to balance it out a little bit. And I think this division, like you said, is probably the most competitive in the National League, and it's going to be tough. I really like a lot of these teams, but for the sake of balancing it out with the Pirates, I got to go under.
Interesting. So I'm actually going to fade a different team in this. I agree with you. I have to. I try to do it. I think I'm going to do it with another team. Go over with it. I'll feel good about it. All right, moving on to the next team here. We're going to go from, I guess, lowest to highest. That's more fun. The Brewers coming in at 77.5 as their over under. This odd shocked me as them being the fourth worst. I know they got rid of Corbin Burns, obviously a manager change. But you know, I'm still kind of shocked that, you know, the defending champs of this division are currently slated, according to Vegas, as the fourth best team. So I'm going to go first here. Maybe I just am sold too much by them. I feel weird about their manager change. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but do I think they can get to 79, 80 wins? Yeah, I think they can be a 500 baseball team. So I'll take the over in this one. I'll feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised too. Like you said, defending champions in the NL Central, but they did have a couple of subtractions this offseason. They, as you said, lost Corbin Burnes, lost their manager. No real notable additions that I can think of. So I'm going to go with the under here for the Brewers too. You know, it is a little surprising having them at this, you know, at 77 wins after winning the division last year, but I got to go with the under.
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked you did that there, but I mean, I guess I could see it given their, but they still have one of the best hitters in baseball in Christian Yelich. I think they're going to be able to produce some offense. But we're going to get to probably the team I am going to fade because it doesn't make any sense to where they're at. But Cincinnati Reds, 82.5. Obviously, full season of Ellie De La Cruz, Hunter Green. I mean, I really like what Cincinnati's building. But do I think they're going to get to 80? Like, I'm going under here. Granted, I think they will still improve. But again, I feel like they're right with the Brewers as a 500 team. And if I'm going to go over with Milwaukee, I have to go under with Cincinnati to balance it out.
Yeah, I'm going over. This is why I went under on the other two teams, because I'm going over on the Reds. I'm high on the Reds this year. Like you said, a full season of Ellie De La Cruz. It's going to be electric in Cincinnati. I think that they have got a good young team. I think they're finally going to be competitive this year, and I think that they're going to win more than 82.5 games. So, you know, it might be right there at 83, but I'm taking the over.
Yeah. This is the number that doesn't make sense to me, given what they had last year and how they attacked the offseason. The St. Louis Cardinals are at 85.5. Did anyone watch them last year? Like, they weren't good. And what did they gain? Brandon Crawford? Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what do they truly add? And I think this is St. Louis never has a bad year like that. Like, that was historic. They still have two of the best players in baseball in Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt. However, I am still going under here because ultimately, I just, like, what did, to me, it was such a bad season where it's like, all right, this is weird. And they made no changes whatsoever. I will say this, and I saw this brewing. Someone came up with this idea. If they fire their manager, like they get to a slow start and fire the manager and hire Yadier Molina, I feel obligated. I have to change my pick. Just because if Yadier comes back and that fixes this clubhouse and he wins a lot, then that's my only way I'll change it.
That's fair.
I'll put a little asterisk, but I'm going to go under.
I'm with you there. I'll take the under on the Cardinals also. They did not have a good year at all last year, and they haven't really done much this offseason. They are the talent is there that they should be able to win, especially like you mentioned with Arenado and Goldschmidt still on the team, still two of the best hitters in baseball. Goldschmidt just won the MVP 2 years ago. So the talent is there. They should be a good team. They should be able to win 85, 86 games. But I'll take the under on them this year.
How about that? So far, we disagreed on two. So it'll be a fun battle each week between, you know, those Brewers Red series should be entertaining for us. going to the last team, actually. So it's weird. They have the same odds as the Cardinals, but they are actually projected one less win. I should have probably done them second, but it's just how the order I had them written up. Cubs, 84.5. And I'm actually going to go with Chicago. I think the addition of Craig Counsell, they re-signed Cody Bellinger. Ultimately, it seems that Chicago wants to be aggressive with the moves they've made. I like aggression. So I just think because they'll pick up wins at the bottom tier, they'll be around 90 wins, maybe 87 wins. I'll take the over, and I think they win the division.
I agree with you there wholeheartedly. Yeah, they brought back Cody Bellinger. They were a solid team last year. I think that they're going to continue to be really good this year. I think that, you know, they're going to get back to their, 2016, 2017 level of play a little bit. Maybe not quite that good, but get back to running the NL Central. So I think that they win more than 84.5 games, take the over on them, and I'll pick them as the NL Central champion too. I think that they've got a really good shot this year.
All right. So far we agree. We might agree on all three divisions this year.
Probably. I don't know that, this was the most competitive.
This was going to be the one. All right. So do you want to do your beloved NL East, or do you want to go to...
Let's save that for last.
All right. We'll go to the NL West, where guess what? Shockingly, the Los Angeles Dodgers are a -450 favorite, which, man, I think someone should make a bet of who finished second in this division, because I think they're two really solid teams that we'll get to. Diamondbacks and Padres are tied for second at +850. So the team, think about this: Arizona was in the World Series last year, and they're an 8.5-1 underdog to win their division, or they're an 8.5-1 bet to win their division. That's insane to think about what the Los Angeles Dodgers did. I might take San Diego too. Like, if you want to make a long-term bet, those two might be the plays. I think they're better ones in the more value in the NL East. We'll get to the Giants at 12-1 and the Colorado Rockies. Hey, NC State was a 101 bet to win the ACC tournament, according to ESPN bet. The Colorado Rockies are 101. Chris Bryant goes nuclear, and the Colorado Rockies win the NL West. Hey, is it possible? We can see it. I'm just saying. All right. Speaking of those Colorado Rockies, one of the worst in baseball, over under 60.5. So I'll ask you this, over under on that, and does Chris Bryant get traded?
I'd say I got to say over, because 60.5 is just so low that I can't see them losing that many games. So I'll take the over. Not saying they're going to win many more games than that, maybe 65, but I'll take the over. And I'm going to say he doesn't get traded. I think that I don't know what their plan is, but I think he's there for the long haul. I think that they want him there for the long haul. And we'll see if they can, build a little team around him and try to compete, not this year, but in the coming years. So I don't think he gets traded this season.
All right. I agree with you on, you took the over?
Yeah.
Okay. bad teams are bad. It's the philosophy, yep, I'm going to take with a team in the American League that is also in the AL West. They lose a lot of games. So, you know what? I'm going to take the under, but I also think Chris Bryant won't get traded. But we will, we'll dispute that. All right. Moving on, San Francisco Giants, 81.5. Obviously, they tried to get the big names, really didn't get them in back-to-back years now. They're sitting at 81.5. I think they're considerably worse. They're not as bad as the Rockies, but they're like definitely a tier below the other two non-Dodgers teams in this division. So I'm going under here. I think they hover around 75 wins is my guess.
I am going to take the over for the Giants.
Oh, we are disagreeing hard right now.
I think that they've had a pretty good offseason. They got Matt Chapman, they got Jorge Soler in the offseason. They've had a sneaky good offseason this year, and
Otani, no Yamamoto.
Right. But still a pretty solid offseason overall.
No Aaron Judge.
No Aaron Judge. He wasn't up in free agency this year. But
no John Soto.
just keep him coming. It's going to be a really tough division for them. Jorge Soler, Matt Chapman. It's going to be a tough division for them, but I think that they're going to have a good year. I think they're going to be better than expected. So I'll take the over more than 81.5 wins. I don't know. Put them right there at 85, pushing 90, maybe. I think the Giants could be good this year.
I think three teams in this division will have over 90 wins. So there's a hint on my next three picks.
All right.
Well, one, if they hit 90, it's still hitting their under. So I can leave a tease in there. But I am taking the under here. Like I said, I just think when most of your games are against, I think, three of the five best teams in the National League, maybe six, you're going to lose a lot of games. So I'm taking the under here because I think ultimately the NL West might have three elite teams. It's just they have the God team in it as well. That's how I kind of feel about the NL West. Moving on, let's start with these two teams are both at 83.5 wins. So we'll go with the San Diego Padres first. San Diego at 83.5. They obviously lose Juan Soto. They lose Blake Snell, but they add Dylan Cease. So you could argue they may be upgraded in pitching, especially from a youth point of view. Had to get rid of Juan Soto for, they weren't going to pay him, I guess. They had a flush with, but they still have Xander Bogaerts. They still have Xavier Tatis Jr. Fernando Tatis Fernando. Jr. So Fernando Tatis Jr. and maybe I guess Xavier Tatis Jr. Congratulations. MLB the Show
coming up.
Yep. Top prospect from MLB the Show 24. And so I just think personally, I'm going over with San Diego. I think that they're still going to be really good. They still have a really good lineup. They still have a good pitching staff. You think about this, like, I ultimately think that, you know, they're going to split these games in Seoul, I think, just because it's a weird travel. My guess is they'll split. I think that they'll be competitive with the Dodgers, but I ultimately think they'll push for 90 wins. So I will say over.
I'll take the over on the Padres also, but slightly over. I'll say 85 wins. You know, the hype is always there around the Padres the past few seasons, and they haven't always delivered. You know, they made it to the NLCS in 2022, but last year they really underdelivered, and I just don't think that they're going to be able to pull through this year. You know, like you said, they lost Snell and Soto. They did bring in Dylan Cease, and he's a great starting pitcher, one of the top pitchers in the league. But I don't think that it's going to be enough. And I just think that they're going to struggle in this division, in this really, really tough division. So I'll take the over, but not too much over.
All right, moving on now to the defending pennant winners, the Arizona Diamondbacks, 83.5. They made a lot of sneaky good moves as well. Obviously, year two of Corbin Carroll, I expect him to take a leap. I am going over as well. I think they are going to maintain the success they had last year. So I will, I'll take the over with the good old Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over on the Diamondbacks also. I'm a little higher on them than I am on the Padres. Like you said, they have had a pretty good offseason. They have a really good team coming off of that World Series appearance last year as well. Again, you mentioned year two of Corbin Carroll. He's one of the best players in the league, not just one of the best rookies last year, but one of the best players overall in the league. Zach Gallen is still a top starter, and they brought in Eduardo Rodriguez in the offseason. So I really like this Diamondbacks team. I think they're going to be the second place team in this division. And, you know, I just gave away my division winner, but I think that the Diamondbacks are going to be a really good team this year.
Yeah. I think San Diego edges them out barely for second place. I just gave away my division winner too, but I think we weren't going to hide the fact that the next team we go to is going to win the division. And that is the Los Angeles Dodgers, over under, and it's the highest in the highest in baseball, highest in the National. Actually, the top two win totals are both in the National League. So we'll get to the other one. 103.5 games. And I'm going with the same philosophy as I did with the Rockies. Bad teams will be bad. Great teams will be good. This lineup is too good. This starting pitching is too good. They will win 105 games. I know it's 103 and it's a lot and maybe they get to 100. I'm going over, and they're going to win the division. It's a lot of games. It's a lot of games, and I should go under. But I feel like this team has a sense of we are one of the most special baseball teams of all time, and we are going to prove it. And you look at a guy like Mookie Betts, you look at a guy like Freddie Freeman, you look like Shohei Ohtani. I think Ohtani wants to put on a show of epic proportions, especially because he will just be hitting. Yamamoto will be as aggressive as ever because this is his. He's going to win. He's going to be my NL Rookie of the Year. Just spoiler alert. For our next episode. But he ultimately is going to get it done. I think the Dodgers will win 105 games plus and win the division easily.
Yes, they'll win the division. I don't know about 130 or 103 wins.
They have to get to 104. Just for people. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to take the under. They are a very, very, very talented team. But, I mean, and 100 wins, a lot of teams win 100 games in a season. It happens all the time these days. But I just, something is telling me that it's not going to be completely there. It's their first year with Shohei Ohtani and Yamamoto. I don't know that they're going to be able to put it all together this year. They're obviously going to win the division. It's a given that they're going to be NL West champions again. But I just, something in me wants to take the under. So I'm going to say, you know, maybe they'll win 101 games.
Yeah, think about that. They'll win 102 games and you'll cash that.
Like, exactly. So,
they were a disappointment. They went under their win total. How many games they win? 102. And they won their division by 10, 15 games.
Right.
Like.
Yeah. But yeah. So I'll take the under on them, but they're still division champions.
Yeah. All right. Moving to the other division, which is not as big of a heavy favorite. But I think they have, to me, the clear teams are Arizona, San Diego, the Dodgers, and then the top two in this division, which are, and we'll get to their win total, Atlanta and Philadelphia. Atlanta is the clear favorite in the NL East, -275. Philadelphia coming in at +320, and then we have long shots. Mets, 11-1. Marlins, 22-1. Nationals, here we go, once again. Just like the Rockies, 101. You know, hey, and where was the ACC tournament this year, Matthew?
In D.C.
How about that? There we go. All right, let's start with those Washington Nationals, also at 16.5. They might be worse than the Rockies, so I'm going under. Because, again, I'm just going with the philosophy, bad teams are bad, and this team is really bad. Hey, my question is, sorry, Billy. I know Billy is probably listening to this, and he's going to text us and be like, why? The Nats are going to make a sneaky run. They're going to win, like, 75 games, and everyone's going to see that we made these moves. And
it's a really good Billy impression.
Thank you. Thank you. You add like 10 plus wins to his team, like his thoughts of that team. That's how you think of Billy. Billy, I love you, man. I'm more fascinated to see if Dylan Cruz gets the Paul Skeens treatment. Because we didn't touch on, I mentioned it with the Pirates, that Paul Skeens is probably going to be playing on their roster at some point this season.
Yeah.
And he would be the only one that would challenge, to my eyes, Yamamoto for Rookie of the Year. His Skeens. But if Dylan Cruz gets called up this year, I don't think it will happen. But he was on the Paul Skeens trajectory, so maybe. And that's kind of the only place I'm interested with this team, is if Dylan Cruz gets called up. But I'm going to go under, and I'm going to feel really good about it.
I'll agree with you there. I'll take the under on the Nationals. I think that they're a really bad team. They have some talented players. They could be good in a couple of seasons, but this isn't their year, and I'll take the under.
Yeah, I'm more interested to see who will have a worse record, the Rockies or the Nationals. Well, I guess you're going to say the the Nats because you went over on the Rockies.
Yeah. So I'd say the Nationals have the worst record.
I'll agree with you because at least I know, like, the Rockies have the best player. If you combine the rosters, they have, there's one player we know would start, and that's Chris Bryant. Right. Like, the rest were like, like, Chris Bryant probably could win you, like, two games, and that might be the difference. Like, I guess we'll touch on Tech baseball after this real quick, but like, you'll do like Carson DeMartini did on Sunday, where he hit three homers. So, all right, moving to our next team. That let's get some more positive vibes. Interesting team, the Miami Marlins, 77.5. These next two teams, I think you need to have one over and one under. And I feel like one team has decided to punt on the season based off of moves last year and their moves in the offseason. It's not this team. So I'm going to go over. I think they'll get to the 80-win mark. They also have one of the best pitchers in baseball. They have one of the best hitters in baseball. So I'm going to take the over on this one with Miami.
I hope we don't agree on every team in the NL East, but I do agree with you here too. The Marlins, they're better than 77 wins. So I think they get a little more than that. I think that they're a decent team this year, probably not a playoff team, but they could surprise us. I think they've got a pretty talented group of guys down there in Miami, and I could see something happening there this year. So I think I'll take the over. Don't expect too much out of them this year, but I wouldn't be surprised if they end up making a sneaky wild card run.
Look at us. We might agree on, well, you know what? I guess we keep track. I think it's going to come down to Colorado and then the NL Central, where we're most of these years, it comes down to like three teams we only disagree on. Then your favorite baseball team in the whole wide world, the New York Mets. Over under of 80.5. Steve Cohen has punted on this season, it feels like, after he was like, after he traded Verlander and after he traded Scherzer. It was kind of like a two-year reset, basically, for this team. So I'm taking the under, it feels like. Like I said, I think Miami gets to 80. And so maybe the Mets get to 75. But Mets fans are going to have high hopes, and they're going to get crushed quickly. So give me the under. Question. He is a free agent. He is a Scott Boras client. If the Mets struggle, is Pete Alonso dealt at the deadline? So you're going to go under, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Taking the under on the Mets. Like you said, with the Marlins Mets, you got to have one team over, one team under. Take the under on the Mets. I wholeheartedly agree with everything you said. They're just giving up on this season. They're not trying. The way they made moves at the deadline last year, they have given up. They're going to try to be competitive next year or the year after, but this is not their year. I think Pete Alonso could get traded this year if they are really, really bad, and if they're in a position where they could get a really good return for him at the deadline, send him off to a contender. I think he could definitely get traded this year, so I could see that happening.
Yeah, well, DJ LeMay, who's getting hurt all the time, maybe the Yankees need a first baseman.
There you go.
Just saying. All right. Yeah, so let's move to, you know, two teams that I think realistically could win the pennant. Maybe the best. I think, well, Atlanta is the clear number two challenger to the Dodgers, but I would argue Philadelphia is third. Philadelphia, 89.5. They have one of the best players in baseball in Bryce Harper. He's going to play first base this year for the full year. I pray to God somehow Mike Trout ends up on this team still. No, I think they get over 90 wins. They're probably the number one wild card team, and I will take the over.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'll take the over on the Phillies too. They've got such a great team. They've been really good the past couple of years, had some really good playoff runs. Like you said, Harper is one of the best players in baseball. They got Trey Turner. They brought Aaron Nola back. He's one of their ace starting pitchers along with Zach Wheeler, who they signed to an extension. So they've got a complete team. I think that they're going to be really good. Can't forget Kyle Schwarber, who is one of the most interesting players in baseball, just hitting leadoff bombs all the time, but with a super low batting average, but still an incredibly valuable player. Really a really well-rounded team. I think that they win, you know, 95 games maybe, but still come in second place in the NL East.
To the Atlanta Braves, 101.5 is the over-under. They have, by most accounts, currently the best player in baseball in Ronald Acuña Jr. Do I agree with that? No. But do I get upset that he's placed at one? No, because he's really good. He's really good. They're a complete team. I mean, you look at their whole team, Matt Olson, Spencer Strider, Max Fried, Ronald Acuña Jr., Ozzie Albies, Michael Harris Jr. I could go on and on and on about how loaded this roster is. One of the deepest teams outside of that team in LA. I think this is the second best team in baseball. I'm taking the over as well because I'm going with the philosophy. Good teams are going to win a lot of games. Bad teams are going to lose a lot of games. And the Atlanta Braves are going to win a lot of games. They're going to win between 102 and 105. They might have the best record in Major League Baseball this year. I would not be shocked by that. Heck, if I'm betting on that, if I bet on the best record in baseball, I'm betting Atlanta over betting LA just because I think there will be more teams that treat LA with a target on their back because there will be more of a show because of Shohei Ohtani. So in those marginalized games, I think the Dodgers are going to catch a few more losses compared to Atlanta, even though it's between like 105 and 102, which is insane. But I'll take the over and the division winner. All right, Braves fan Matt Atkins, I will give you the floor to just rave about your team and how you feel about it this season.
I'm going to agree with you, and I will take the over as well. Being a little bit of a homer here, but they are such a great team. And I just, you know, they didn't do a whole lot this offseason, but they
did. Every year we've done this, you've picked the Braves to win the division. So it's not like, come on.
Well, to be fair, they have won the division every year we've done this. So I'm pretty good at making those picks. But they've just got such a great team. All the players that you mentioned, and then you throw in Austin Riley at third base. You got Chris Sale, brought him in this year to fill out the rotation. I was a little worried about that move when they made it, but he's looked pretty good in spring training so far. I'm excited for it now. I think that they're going to have a really good rotation this year with Strider, Sale, and Fried. They've got one of the best infields in baseball. They've got two of the best outfielders in baseball. Michael Harris II is going to have a breakout year this year. I know he won Rookie of the Year 2 years ago, so how can he have a breakout year this year? But he's going to. He's just going to play amazing baseball this year and be one of the best players in the league. The Braves are going to win 105 games, and they're going to win the division.
Do you think they'll get the best record in baseball?
I think they will, yeah.
All right. I think so, too. You know, I'm saying the Dodgers are going over at 103.
They're both going over. The Braves are just going to go over more.
I think my philosophy is one of those two teams is going to have at least the best record in the National League, and it's right. going to be between 102 to 106 games, maybe pushing the great, like the best regular season of all time.
And I just hope that the Braves can avoid the Phillies in the postseason this year. And that we can get a Braves-Dodgers NLCS. Because that's what we've been missing out on the past two postseasons. And if we can get that this year, it's going to be must-watch baseball.
All right. Do you want to pick your pennant winner or you want to save it for next week and awards?
We can do the NL pennant winner today.
All right. All right. So who do you have representing? And just to let people know, I mentioned at the top, Dodgers at plus 170, Braves at plus 260, Phillies at plus 800. Oh, well, before I get that, what's your wild card team? So you got Braves, Cubs. We have the same three. What's it called? Same division three winners. Division winners. So who are your wild card teams?
So I got to go with the Phillies. I think they're going to make it. I said the Diamondbacks would be second place in the NL West, so I'll get them a wild card spot. And then I don't see anyone else coming out of the NL Central I don't think anyone else is going to come out of the NL East, so I'll give that third wild card spot to the Giants. I'll go with a little bit of a wild card there and give it to San Francisco.
All right, so you're going San Francisco. So I'm going, I already said there's clear six best teams in the National League. So Phillies, Padres, and Diamondbacks are my three wild card teams. So ultimately, out of those teams, who is going to win the National League?
Out of all those teams, I got to be a homer. I just got to go with the Braves.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say it.
I just have to. You know, I know they're not the betting favorite, but they have such a well-rounded team.
They're my favorite, damn it.
They've been really good in the regular season the past 2 years, and they just have come up short in the playoffs, but this is the year they get it done. I think, you know, Chris Sale could be the key to the Braves finally beating the Phillies in the postseason and winning the National League.
Lol. Okay. Go. I want to pick the Braves. I'd be real. I want to. They got Shohei Ohtani, and I want Shohei Ohtani in the World Series. Okay. Yeah. I want Shohei Ohtani in the World Series. Okay.
That's fair.
That's why I'm picking the Dodgers. Okay. You know what? The Dodgers cost Aaron Judge a toe last year, and I should hate them because they have a dumb outfield wall. But damn it, they signed Shohei Ohtani, and then they signed Yamamoto. This is going to be the most watched World Series in Japan ever because Shohei Ohtani is getting the treatment that Mike Trout should have, and he's going to be a Dodger, and he's going to win the world. He's going to at least win the National League. So give me the Los Angeles Dodgers. Do you want to pick in all awards? I thought we would do it next week, but I was like,
all right, we can do that next week. Yeah, we can wait, okay,
on that. Okay, cool. All right. We'll do that. You want to get some notes about college baseball tech big?
Yeah,
big
right before we
I mentioned it. So
yeah, we got to do it. Can't leave the listeners hanging.
You want to go ahead with that?
Yeah, before we wrap up today's episode, look at college baseball around the Commonwealth, the three teams that we follow the most, JMU, UVA, and Virginia Tech. Trey repping Virginia Tech with his hat on this week's episode, and they had a fantastic weekend on the road at Louisville. They lost Friday night, but then they come back and they win Saturday and Sunday. Huge offensive output from the Hokies to get their second ACC series win of the season. They are 5-1. In ACC play at the moment. That is their best start in ACC play since they've joined the ACC. And they are now ranked number 19 in D1 baseball's top 25. So their first ranking of the season, thanks to the series win at Louisville. And as you mentioned, Carson DeMartini had a fantastic weekend. He had 9 hits in the series, 7 home runs last week overall, including their midweek game. So 7 home runs throughout all of last week, 11 RBIs. Fantastic weekend from Carson DeMartini and the Hokies.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I would add this. I would add the fact that they didn't win Friday. Like, you know, it was the first game of the season where pitching really struggled for Virginia Tech. And the fact they came back and won back-to-back games and pitched really well. And DeMartini went nuclear. You know, he was the player of the week, hitting 9 home runs this past week, which is insane. I know 3's in one game, but let's just say it's 6 in 1 week. That's still insane. Credit to Carson DeMartini and Tech. I mean, great baseball. And Tech that places Tech as a real deal contender in the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Absolutely. It absolutely does. They will host East Tennessee State this weekend, and then they're on the road this week, this midweek game against East Tennessee State, and then they're on the road next weekend at Boston College for their third ACC series. UVA hosted Wake Forest in Charlottesville this weekend, and they won that series 2-1 against the Demon Deacons. So Wake Forest, the preseason number one, not off to a great start in ACC play, losing back-to-back series to Duke and UVA. But UVA, that's a big win, winning that series against Wake Forest. So congratulations to the Hoos getting that win in Charlottesville. And then JMU, they had a tough series down in South Carolina against Coastal Carolina. They lost on Friday, won on Saturday. So they stole a game there against Coastal Carolina, who's ranked pretty highly in the D1 poll. And then Sunday's game went into 13 innings. So a really tough fight by the Dukes. They almost had it. They came close a couple of times. I mean, they were scoring runs every inning of extra innings. So really tough game by JMU on Sunday against Coastal Carolina. But they come away with one win down there. So, you know, that's a victory in itself, getting a win against Coastal Carolina on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're stepping up in, you know, this is their second year in the Sun Belt. So, you know, Coastal's a good program. You get a win out. And that's kind of what we said last week is if, you know, when you're playing these top tier teams in your conference and on the road, like, yes, getting the series win is nice. But if you can even get one win, just like that in the long term could help, especially if you, you know, you win your home series, then the difference will be how many sweeps versus how many times you get swept. And that will determine your seed. And ultimately, if you get to the NCAA tournament. So good for JMU to get at least a win.
For sure. Great weekend all across the Commonwealth.
So that will do it for this episode of the Foul Ball Area Podcast. Soul Series coming up bright and early. So if you're watching that, let us know.
Set your alarms. Baseball is here.
Matt is very excited. March Madness is here as well. Great, great time to be a sports fan. At Mathkins News, at Trail LBT, at Foul Ball Area. As always, make sure you subscribe. Like this video or like the podcast. I think we're going to put the video out. So like the video. Give us a 5-star review. And as always, we will see you next week with our AL preview. We'll also pick our award winners and ultimately who will lift that commissioner's trophy.
Thanks for listening to the Foul Ball Area Podcast. Make sure to leave a review and a rating wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe so you get new episodes as soon as they come out.